This is Detective Gillette. Today's date is the 13th. The time is 22:05 hours. 653 Cornell. Connect an interview with.
Okay.
Okay. Can you kind of tell me what you saw and where you were and?
Sure.
Okay.
I was driving eastbound on Avenida de los Flores, approaching Montgomery. I saw a couple police cars kind of scattered around, stopped in the middle of the street, off to the side of the street. Didn't think anything of it, I just thought maybe there was an accident. Looked over to the right, which was the corner of Montgomery Street.
Okay.
I saw on the east side of the street a couple of policemen, and they had their guns drawn. I didn't see what they were drawing their gun at, and then all of a sudden I see a guy who wasn't wearing a shirt run across the street, and then I see a guy.
Where he ran in which direction?
He ran northbound across the street.
Okay.
Running away from the cops, and then I saw a guy, I think he was wearing a greenish blue colored shirt.
Okay.
I'm not really positive, but he had a knife in his hand.
Okay.
He was walking westbound across the street.
Montgomery.
Right.
Okay.
On Avenida de los Flores in Montgomery.
Okay.
He walked into kind of the doorway of a yellow house, the very first house on the corner of Montgomery and Avenida de los Flores on the west side.
Okay.
At that point, I was stopped right across from that doorway.
From the yellow house
where he was standing and the officers were telling him, drop your knife.
Okay.
You know. So I thought, well, I'm just going to back up and get out of line of fire, if anything happens. There was about 2 or 3 cars behind me, so
okay.
I couldn't. So I made a U-turn, and as I was turning my car, all of a sudden I heard pop, 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 and I look over, and I saw the guy just drop.
Okay.
So, obviously, that's pretty much what I saw.
Really?
Yeah,
so
and then I stopped.
Was this that right time when you went down and made a U-turn?
I made a U-turn. I looked, there was no traffic coming westbound, so I made the U-turn, still looking over there, and I saw the guy in the doorway, and I saw him with the knife, and he was holding, he had a real, dazed, glaze in his eye. He was just like a zombie, just walking.
Okay.
Holding the knife, and he's kind of walked toward the officers, and they're backing up, and then I just heard pop, 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 and I looked in front of me to make sure there was no people running across that hit, and then I just stopped my car. I just watched. They stood there for, a couple seconds. Then one of the officers handcuffed him. And then right away there was a bunch of police cars, ambulance, firefighters.
How many officers did you see outside when all this happened? Best you can guess.
6 or 7.
Okay. Okay. And then you could obviously, if you're parked in a row, you could hear him saying, drop the knife. That
yeah.
was clear.
Yeah, because When I first approached, I had my radio up.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, it's just an accident. They're going to, divert
right.
me around. And then I saw their guns drawn, so I turned my radio down. And I could hear him, drop the weapon, drop the knife.
Okay.
And then I saw the guy.
Where was he holding the knife? Was it down to his side, out in front?
He had it, out in front.
Out front, okay.
About waist level.
Okay. And then you just kind of, and then... And that's the last you saw him, he was in the alcove in front of that house.
Yeah, he's probably about where I am now.
Okay.
In the doorway.
Okay. Anything else that you can remember?
I know three of the officers were motorcycle officers.
Okay.
They were wearing helmets.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, and you just heard all the shooting, so you actually didn't get to see the actual shooting?
No, I did.
Okay.
I saw the shooting.
Okay. When you went down, when they were saying drop the weapon, Jessica, I want to make sure I got it clear. You mentioned you were making a U-turn and you heard all the pops. Did you hear them or did you actually see it?
No, I saw it.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember how many of the officers shot that you can remember? Or how many rounds were fired?
If I had to guess
how
many rounds,
probably
about 20 to 25. 5 rounds.
Okay. And could you tell how many officers had shot or no?
I couldn't really tell. If I had a guess, I'd say pretty much all of them.
Okay. Okay. When they were saying drop the weapon and drop the knife, was he making any comments back? Could you hear him?
No, I didn't see his mouth moving, and I couldn't hear anything.
Okay.
Maybe he was saying something, but okay. I couldn't hear him. Like I said, he had a dazed look on his face.
How far, when you said he had the knife up and they were kind of backing up, how far would you say the officers were from him?
Well,
using the front of yours, if I walk back, you tell me when?
Right about there.
Okay.
Maybe a little closer.
So.
I know there are probably about four or five of them in front, and one guy was chasing him off to the side because he was crossing the street.
Okay.
I saw him kind of like jump over something, and then, so they were kind of like in a U-shape around him, like this.
Okay.
And then, he had the knife here, and at the same time, he's walking forward, and then I made
towards
a U-turn.
Them.
Yeah, he
okay.
made. I made a U-turn. I stopped, and then I heard the pop pop, and I just looked over. And he was down.
Okay, 3, 6. So would you, 10 to 15 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were pretty close.
Okay. Anything else you remember?
No.
Okay. Well, from your interview. Okay, this is Detective Gillette back on tape. Can you describe the knife?
It looked like one of the kitchen knives, but it had edges.
Okay.
How
long? That's probably 9-10 inches long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably about that long. It had like either a brown or a black handle.
Okay. So dark colored handle.
Dark colored handle.
Okay.
With the edges.
Okay. Okay, good enough.